بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا أمة بعد أمته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لهو ولعب وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الموت تحفة المؤمن. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected علماء كرام, حفاظ of the Quran, brothers and elders, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Very recently we heard about the marathon that took place. The entire journey a person or the race, a person can be coming out first. But if that crucial moment right at the end, he doesn't cross the line, he's not getting any medal. So he may break the halfway record, but there's no reward for him if he doesn't cross that final line. We see a student, back in the days we used to call it metric, now it's grade 12. His entire career, his schooling career, he's working towards a good pass in metric. And this, we call it like the crunch time for him. According to the results you'll get, that will determine your future options in your career. Which way you want to branch, what do you want to study, that all depends on your marks in grade 12. Irrespective of before that, your whole career, schooling career, you could have been coming out first and topping the class. But if that crucial time at grade 12, you don't get the desired marks, you won't get entrance for certain faculties, options a person wants to study. And every one of us as the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, our entire life, what are we working towards? We are working towards the closing moment of life. Our whole life is for the crucial closing moment of life. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah." That person whose final word is the kalima, for him is guaranteed Jannah. His closing moment, just when Malakul Maut comes to take his life, at that moment he recites kalima, then he is successful. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us that sometimes a person, his entire life, he's in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that crucial moment comes and kufr is in his life, he doesn't believe in Allah, he's unable to recite kalima. Such a person is doomed for Jahannam. And the converse of it, a person, his entire life is disobedience, kufr, shirk, ma'siyat, ascribing partners to Allah. But the crucial moment comes, he makes tawbatan nasuha, sincere, deep-rooted, founded tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the highest of ranks. Highest of ranks. One day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Harith radiallahu anhu, a sahabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "Oh Harith, kaifa asbahta? How are you?" Maybe in today's time, you ask a person in Arabic, you say, "Sabah al khair, asbahtu bi khair." Yet the answer of the sahabi is, "Mu'minun haqqan." He's telling, "Ya Rasulallah, today, this morning, I am a true, genuine believer." Nabi said, "Likulli haqqin haqiqatan." Every claim has to be furnished and backed with proof. What's your proof with this, O Harith? He tells Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulallah, my soul has been detached from this world. أسهرتُ ليالي وأظمأتُ نهاري وكأني أنظر إلى عرش ربي حين يجاء بي. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm so detached from this world and so attached that akhirat is a vivid reality in front of me. As if I'm living akhirat in this world. As if I can see the people of Jannah enjoying the bounties. And I can hear the moaning and the groaning of the dwellers of Jahannam. Nabi Sam says, Mu'minun, Mu'minun nawwar Allahu qalba. This is a believer, Allah has enlightened and brightened his heart with iman. This is a believer. That he's living akhirat, he's living the life leading towards akhirat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that al-maut tuhfatul mu'min. Al-maut tuhfatul mu'min. During lockdown, a lot of people were caught off guard, unawares, maybe in a foreign country. Due to lockdown, you couldn't get back. There were extra expenses incurred. Sometimes government had to repatriate you to get you back to your home country, back to South Africa, or whichever country it may have been. And that person who maybe for months was overseas, he couldn't make it for his flight or whatever would have been that reason. But the moment he comes back home, he sees nothing like being at home. A believer, the day he passes away and he goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll be so overjoyed, he says, nothing better than being by Allah. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says, so Nabi Sam said, al-maut, death, this is a gift for a believer. This is your gift. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, al-mautu khayrun lil-mu'min. Death is better for you, O believers. And to back my claim, وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِلْأَبَرَارِ. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not mention that what Allah has in store for us is better for the pious and the righteous? Are you not longing for that? In the end of surah, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ سُورَةُ الْفَجْرِ. What do we read right at the end? Generally some people read it at the time of janazah, and we know it's a very famous ayah. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna. That soul that is drenched in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calm, composed, waiting to meet Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding that soul says, irji'i ila rabbik. In Arabic, irji'i means return back to your Lord, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Return? Why we've come from Allah, we're going back home. We see the heart is where's the heart? Where home is. The heart is where home is. Our heart is supposed to be attached with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our heart is supposed to be in akhirat. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, closing moments of his life, absolutely sick, very ill. He's half awake. He's asking the people around him, is it Monday? He say, yes, Monday. Unconscious. Again, is it Monday? Gee, it's Monday. He says, before the end of the day, may Allah take my life away. And in the closing moments of the Monday, he passed away. He wanted so much to coincide with the death of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away on a Monday. I also want to pass away on a Monday. Nabi sallam passed away on Monday. I also want to pass away on a Monday. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the death at the sunnah age. We won't say sunnah that we must all pass away 63. Nabi sallam passed away 63. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also 63. And when exactly those same day, the same moments that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passes away. Umar radiallahu anhu, closing moments of his life. Subhanallah. Such was his life, muttabi'u sunnah, following, stepping close to every sunnah, that him again, the death of Umar radiallahu anhu at the age of 63. Closing moments. We know he was stabbed and assassinated and killed. But in this closing moments, he's losing blood profusely. But Umar radiallahu anhu, in that stage of his, still he calls his son, O Abdullah, come here. please, I want you to go to Ummul Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu anha. Says, gee, what must I say? He says, go and ask Ummul Mu'mineen, ask her for permission, can I be buried in that house? At the moment it's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's her husband. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is on one side. So, all are mahram. But if I come, then it's one ghair mahram. Although it's a mayyit, but it's ghair mahram. So ask her permission, can I be buried in one of the spots close to the grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So she, Abdullah bin Umar comes, he says, oh Ummul Mu'mineen, request from Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu anhu. He says, by all means, I really wanted to be buried there, but I'll relinquish. It's fine. I'll give preference to him. He can be buried. So they come back. Oh, Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar. Ummul Mu'mineen said that you can be buried. Umar radiallahu anhu is relieved. He's happy. But he still cautions his son. He says, oh, Abdullah, perhaps she's feeling pressed in the situation. I'm still the leader, Amirul Mu'mineen. Maybe she feels in a situation she's jammed. She had to say yes. Oh, Abdullah, when I pass away, please go to Ummul Mu'mineen and tell her that my father passed away. Can we still bury him? I don't want any coercion, no forcing. Willingly she must accept it. After his demise, then she, Abdullah comes and says, oh Aisha, is there permission for my father? He says, definitely, there is permission. And Umar radiallahu anhu was buried alongside Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the same room as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar all in one room. But the lesson for every one of us is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَزَاتِ يعني الموت. O believers, continuously repeat, remember death. Remember your death. If there's something to ever put us back onto track, it is death. Any person, any one of us, a robber, a thief has to come. You cut unawares, off guard, and he holds a gun to your head. And he says, right, pass your keys. You know the effect of that gun, you know you can lose your life. You say, see, take everything, just leave me, take everything. You let him search you, take my phone, take everything. Why? Because you know what damage that gun can cause. Every one of us, haven't we, or have we forgotten that Malakul Maut is just waiting for that appointed time to take our lives? There's no gun to the head, but for sure, the time is appointed. This is a topic that's undisputed. No one can say, Mawlana, hey, wait, heavy topic this one. There's difference of opinion. There's no difference of opinion. We all have to prepare for that final meeting. We have to prepare for it. Usman radiallahu anhu, closing moments of his life, the rebels are laying siege and they surrounded his house. He can't leave. He has a vision and a dream of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Sam comes in his dream. Nabi Sam says, oh Usman, are you surrounded? He says, ya Rasulallah, I'm surrounded. Oh Usman, are they preventing you water? They want you to die of thirst. He says, ya Rasulallah, gee, they're not giving me water. They want to kill me with thirst. Then Nabi Sam says, oh Usman, either I can ask Allah and Allah will give you power, dominance, you'll defeat them. And oh Usman, if you want, you'll have iftar with us. He says, ya Rasulullah, iftar with you. And the day Usman radiallahu anhu passed, when he had this dream, he called his wife. He says, oh my beloved wife, I love you, but this is the dream I had. Please forgive me, and I'm going on to my path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wife is in tears. No, you can't. How can you? No, inshallah, we'll overcome the situation. It's okay. And the day he passes away, Usman radiallahu anhu was fasting. And that was the moment that they deprived him of water to even break his fast. And he tells his wife, I'm going to break my fast with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to break my fast with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we may think, Mulana, you're talking about Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you're talking about, you know, real people of a different, they were cut off a different cloth. Well, not even a year ago, in South Africa, in Durban, a lady, she was absolutely very, very sick with COVID. Very sick. On a Wednesday, people said, right, Bismillah, prepare the qabr. I think so, this is closing moments. She continued telling the relatives, what's the time? Kitla waja? So she said, no, they told her the time. She says, okay. Again, 5 minutes, what's the time? Okay, what day today? Wednesday. Okay, it's okay. She was fine. So they asked her, you know, Ma, how many times you gonna ask us the time? They put the clock right in front of her. So she can see the time. She could see the time. What day today? Wednesday. 5 minutes later, what day today? Wednesday. What day today? Thursday. Oh, now she can see, she's getting light. She's feeling a little bit better. Thursday, okay, Thursday. Zohar time, she's absolutely ill. Everyone comes, oxygen, doctors, everyone. She said, don't worry. Don't worry. What's the time? She asked him, what's the time? They told her the time. He said, don't worry. The moment the clock struck Maghrib time, men went for Maghrib Salah, they came back around her. He said, Allahu Akbar, Jummah, Jummah, La ilaha illallah, and she passed away. I was waiting for my Jummah. She was waiting to pass away on a Jummah. Now that's the final moment we all have to be preparing for. إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. If we protect the deen of Allah, Allah will protect us in our final moments of life. Allah will protect us. Asim radiallahu anhu, a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar come, two clans, and they say, Ya Rasulallah, we embrace the deen of Islam, we require people to teach us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by all means, 10 sahaba, Nabi sallam selected, he says, please accompany these people, go teach them the deen of Islam. It was all a plan. They accosted these 10 sahaba, they said, right, now we're going to take your lives. 10 sahaba run to the top of the mountain. They say, what happened? We're going to teach, and here another tribe comes, and we're running up the mountain, running for our lives. So the tribe came and they said, listen, if you surrender, peace. But if you want to fight, we're going to kill you. Asim radiallahu, who was the leader amongst them, said, listen, I don't believe these people, I'm going for it. I'm going to fight. So him amongst 7 people became shaheed. 3 survived. The other 3 became captives. They surrendered. They said, listen, game over, we surrender. But amongst those 7, Asim radiallahu anhu, he was amongst the 7 that became shaheed. Before he became shaheed, he made dua to Allah. He said, O my Allah, as long as I was alive, I protected your deen. O my Allah, protect my janazah. I'm amongst the kuffar, protect it. Why? In one of the battles, battle of Badr or Uhud, Uhud, that stand for correction. In the battle of Uhud, I killed 2 people. The mother of these 2 people took qasam, and she put a price tag of 100 camels on my head, that she'll drink wine from my skull. So protect my body. Kufar came, after the 3 surrendered, they're looking for Asim radiallahu anhu. There's a price of 100 camels, they're looking for him. As they approach his body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a swarm of bees. They all come and protect his body. They say, what's up, Nia? They say, okay, take, leave it now. Maghrib time, we'll come back tomorrow and we'll get the body. So they carried on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night sent heavy rains, because of which those rains washed the body of Asim radiallahu anhu and covered him in sand. They came the next day to look for his body, they couldn't find it. إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. If we protect the deen of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us at the time of death. Allah accept us that we become beacons of hidayat when we are alive. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were beacons of hidayat in their janazah. Recently, 1926, around there, there was an article published around the newspapers in the world at that time. King Faisal was the king of Iraq. 2 sahaba radiallahu anhum passed away, their bodies were in Iraq. There was some dream that was seen that we need to move the bodies because these 2 sahaba radiallahu anhum are getting wet with the water. So the king said, right, okay, let's announce a certain day we're going to be moving these bodies. Let's exhume and move. So it was a big function. Everyone, whoever wanted to go, could go and see the janazah of 2 sahaba radiallahu anhum. A disbeliever and a kafir who was an eye doctor, when he said, gaze on the eye of the janazah of a sahabi who passed away so many thousand, hundreds of years ago, over 1,000 years. When he saw the janazah of that sahabi, he says, I want to become a Muslim. What was he? I want to become a Muslim. He said, but why? He says the sparkle this dead person has, even the people who are living don't have it. Even the sparkle, I want to become a Muslim. And he became a Muslim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that, as just to repeat as a benefit for us, al-maut tuhfatul mu'min. The death is not the end, it's a new beginning for us. That if a person passes away, in Arabic they say al-mautu jisrun, yusirul habib ila al-habib. It's a bridge, it's a gateway to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How else do we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hassan radiallahu anhu very often used to repeat, Ya ahla ladhati dunya, la baqa'a laha, inna ightiraran bi dhillin za'il humuqu. He says, O people who are immersed in the luxuries and splashing around in this world, how do you be taken away? And this world is a shadow. How do you consider your shadow as a permanent abode? This is a passing phase. This is not forever, it's not eternal. This is a deception. Utuba, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-akthiru dhikra hadhi min ladhat. Continuously remember that. Continuously remember death. Remember whenever there is any issues, any problems, any quarrels, any issues. Example, a person is intending haram. At that moment, if we have to just think, as Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi used to say, what if? That's all. What if? What if Malakul Maut comes now? Am I ready to pass away in this condition? Am I ready? We are having some issues with someone and you're not talking to the person. What if? What if Malakul Maut strikes now? If he has to strike now, then what's going to happen to me? Am I ready to pass away in this condition? So, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ. Utba rahimullah was a pious person who had thousands of murids. Thousands of murids. One day he was walking in one area, he came to a spot and he fell down unconscious. Unconscious. He had thousands of murids. So the murids waited and say, Hazrat, let's wait for him to gain consciousness. So when he gained consciousness, everyone came around him. Hazrat, kya hua? What happened? You fell down unconscious? Hazrat said, when I was small, I committed a sin on this spot. I remembered that sin and I fell down unconscious. Yet this was after 40 years of performing Isha and Fajr with the same wudu. 40 years his students are saying. Hazrat, for 40 years Isha and Fajr were the same wudu, what you scared about? He says, I got no guarantee whether Allah has forgiven that or not. When I die only will I know, when I pass away. So I freaked out when I just remembered that one sin that I committed at this spot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Remember, death is not negative. We think death as a negative. We have a negative image about death. Hey, I'm gonna die. No. When a person dies, you're going to a better place. You're going to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for every one of us. It's definitely a better place for every one of us. Nabi Abu Zur'a Ar-Razi rahimahullah, that closing moments we say is crucial. Our whole life, our earning, our spending, our salah, our ibadat, our whole life. What are we preparing for? The closing, final moment of life, that last moment. Abu Zur'a Ar-Razi rahimahullah, a muhaddith, closing moments of his life, about to pass away. People come around, his students, and they say, Oh Abu Zur'a. And they're making talqeen, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. So Abu Zur'a Razi said to his students, recite the hadith with the sanad. One student started, he said, Haddathana Bundar, Qala Haddathana Abu Asim. He stopped. He said, Hazrat, I can't read. You're gonna pass away. He started crying. Next student, he says, Come, someone else read the sanad. Read it quickly. So someone else started. He said, Haddasana Bundar, Qala Haddasana Abu Asim, and Abdul Hamid ibn Jafar, he stopped. Abu Zur'a Razi said, Haddathana Abu, he's about to pass away. Imagine in closing moments, he's so mustahbar in his senses, that he's even able to read the sanad and the chain of narrators. Haddathana Bundar, Qala Haddathana Abu Asim, and Abdul Hamid ibn Jafar, and Salih ibn Abi Raghif. And he continues, and Mu'adh ibn Jabal, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, That Nabi Sallam said, "Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah," and he passed away. So the shura say, but he never finished the hadith. Because the hadith is, "Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah, dakhal al jannah," whose last final words at the kalima will enter Jannah. So the ulama explained so beautifully. He said, by words he recited half, by action he completed dakhal al jannah. By action he entered Jannah. Someone had a vision of him. Abu Zur'ah, how was it in Akhirat when you met Allah? He says, when I met Allah, Allah said, "Oh Abu Zur'ah, when the children come here, I say, no hisab, go to Jannah. No hisab, children come, I say, no hisab, go to Jannah." Abu Zur'ah, you protected the ahadith of my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How do I take hisab of you? How do I take hisab? Carry on into Jannah. That's the final moment we all have to work towards. Making dua. How much of time am I making dua? Ya Allah, grant me a sweet death. Ya Allah, grant me that the final moments of my life are the best moments in my life. Let that be the best moments in my life. Imam Abu Yusuf Rahimullah is about to pass away. One of his students comes. He tells his student, "Hey, excuse me, I want to discuss one masla with you." He says, "Ustad, you are about to pass away, you can't talk masla, masail. Recite kalima, yeah?" He says, "No, I want to know the haji, when he's pelting the jamara, must he be riding, must he be walking?" And they continued debating. The student got the masla wrong. Ustad Imam Abu Yusuf told him, "This is the masla, excuse me student, you got it wrong, this is the answer." He gave him the answer. Student says, "I walked out of the house, I heard a loud kalima and a shriek, I went back." He said, "Imam Abu Yusuf just passed away. He just passed away." Closing moments, so in their senses that they are actually discussing masail. Discussing masla masail. Not talking of anything else. Why? Whatever is our shughl, whatever is our daily routine, when we pass away, Allah will give us death like that. In South Africa, a person passed away after the Fajr Salah. He performed Salah, everything. That day, the wife says, "I don't know. He woke up early on Jumu'ah. He made his ghusl. He went for the Jumu'ah Salah. He came home as per routine. Onto the Musalla, Quran opened. I heard no sound at all. When I came to wake him up, because he didn't come to the bed, I saw his forehead was on the Quran Sharif and he passed away. On the Quran Sharif and he passed away." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good deaths. But we have to be making dua for those closing moments. We have to be making dua. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali came to South Africa. That's why some people say Stengel Sharif, because he spent his last Ramadan there. But be as it may, in his last safar, he was in England. So his students were around him, extremely ill, very ill, hospitalized. Student comes, "Hey, Hazrat, your dili tamanna was to pass away in Madina Tayyibah. You can't pass away here. What the world is going to say? What the world is going to say? You had desire for Madina Munawwara, you pass away in England?" You see, "We are hiring. We're going to charter a private plane with the oxygen, bed, everything, direct to Madina Tayyibah. So if you pass away, you'll get Madina Tayyibah." He says, don't worry. He said, "Hazrat, you're very sick." He says, "Don't worry, not yet the promised time. Eventually he got a little bit better. So one student came, "Hazrat, what you mean not yet the promised time?" He said, "One day I had a dream. In this dream, Malakul Maut came to me. I was very sick, in another sickness, not now. Malakul Maut came. When I asked him, 'Who are you, Kaun? Who are you?' So he told me, 'Malakul Maut.' I said, 'Bismillah, tayar, I'm ready. Let's go.' He says, 'No, not yet your time. I'll meet you in Madina Tayyibah.' Because he told me that, I knew for sure I'm going to pass away in Madina Tayyibah. I knew for sure. Hazrat just came back to Madina Tayyibah. Few days passed and he passed away in Madina Tayyibah. In a spot that was given to him that normally is not given to non-Arabs. So close to Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha. Absolutely close to her qabr. One wall away and his qabr is on that side. Why his entire life was qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because his entire day was around protecting the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah protected his janazah in Madina Tayyibah. We have to protect the sunnah, love the sunnah, and work towards a good death. Work towards it. Make an effort. We have to be crying to Allah. it's not difficult. As much as all these incidents we spoke about, pious people, very pious, and ulama, mashayikh, fuqaha. Subhanallah, Sheikh Makhdoom rahimullah, he quotes one incident. He says in India, there was drought. We were waiting for rain. So he explains, every person who wants good death, two things I ask you for. Number one, clean your heart. Don't have hatred. Don't have any enmity, jealousy. Clean that heart from every bad thought of any person around. Allah protect us. Sometimes in the name of preserving the deen, we've got so much of bad thought for people around. Allah forgive us. Clean the heart, the neighbors, the people, everyone. And number two, your heart must be focused towards Allah. The qibla of the heart must be Allah. So there was a drought. So they came and they said, hey, everyone's making salatul istisqa, dua, hazrat, make dua. Everyone tried. Eventually everyone said, listen, go to that person there. He said, who's that? He said, go to that barber. He said, but who's that barber? He said, no, that barber is the Allah wala. They came to him and they said, hazrat, please make dua. Allah sends rain. Make dua, Allah sends rain. He said, and then I'll get wet because I don't have a solid roof. If Allah sends the rain, I'm going to get wet. You see, Hazrat, listen. The barber, we'll put a solid roof for you and make dua. He says, okay. You sorted the roof, I'll make dua. They sorted out his roof. Solid roof. He went and he made dua. He says, oh my Allah, you never send rain because my roof was not complete. I would have gotten wet in the rain. Ya Allah, send rain. These people are urgently in need of water. Suddenly by night, it started raining. When the rain came, little bit started seeping down. He went out, he saw big droplets falling. He says, Ya Allah, two big droplets, make it smaller so people can collect the rain. People came and say, Hazrat, what dua you made? He said, no, I ask Allah, just make it a little bit easier so people can collect and gather the rain. They went out exactly as the dua, small droplets of rain. After that, you see, Hazrat, but what's the secret in it all? What's the secret in it all? Heart is clean, that's all. Heart is clean. We all can become mustajab with da'wat. We all, Allah can bless us with good deaths. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bless us with it. We all have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make an effort. And remember, if there's anything that's undisputed, we all know, we all have to pass away. We all know. No one knows when we're going to pass away. Let us all start making an effort towards that final moment when we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.